Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches avoid bringing in the wrong person to their coven. When you have the right people in your coven, magic works. The energy's great, and everybody fits like a jigsaw puzzle. But when you don't, that's when you can have real problems. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, figure out what you're looking for in a new coven member. When I look for a new member for the coven, I look for traits that maybe my coven is lacking. For example, if we don't have someone who works with herbs, then maybe I want to look for somebody who specializes in that. In addition to this, we are looking for people who are in certain parts of their journey. So if you find a person but they're chronically late, or they don't do things that they say they're going to do for the coven, then that could be a warning sign. So let's turn that around. We're looking for somebody who's on time, does what they say they're going to do, and can keep secrets, because what's said in the coven stays in the coven. Really, we're looking for trustworthy, reliable people. And now for the second insight. Identify the clues that the person isn't a match for your coven. And this is specifically to help you in avoiding bringing in the wrong person into your coven. Identify the clues. For example, if they are rude to the waiter in a restaurant, pay attention to that. Sometimes people can just have a bad day, but when it happens repeatedly, that's when you really have to pay attention. For example, the old idea about body language is that when someone folds their arms, they're closed. They're not with the person who's talking. But I have a friend who's a really good speaker, and he's told me about people in his audience who had their arms crossed, but later came up and said that they got so much value from his speech. So they really weren't closed off. So here are some examples of clues that can add up. One, they may be rude to the waiter. Maybe they are irritable. That's maybe a second sign. And the last sign maybe would be they're chronically late, so it might show that they're pretty self-focused. Whereas a coven is about taking care of each other and teaching each other and learning from each other. And now for our third insight. Have enough time for energies to settle. And what this means is that when you bring someone finally into your coven, it may take some time for the energies to settle down and to work well with each other. For example, let's say Susan is a very fast-paced person and Joe is more on the easygoing side. At first, they may be uncomfortable with each other, but given some time, Susan may mellow out a bit and Joe might pick up his pace. When I talk about the energy settling, people might be hypersensitive to disappointment. When you start forming a group, it can be very stressful. People don't know each other, and it can be a little off-putting at first. It may take a little bit of stretching for everyone to get into the swing of things. When you have the right people together, they really want to be good to each other, so they will stretch a bit, and the group will find its rhythm. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, figure out what you're looking for in a new coven member. Number 2, identify the clues that the person isn't a match for your coven. And number 3, have enough time for energies to settle. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.